Well, Brian, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Always a pleasure.
After getting rained out last weekend, this weekend is actually the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductions at the Knoxville Raceway. Talk a little bit about what the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame is and, you know, how people are inducted into it.
Yeah, the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame has been around for quite some time. It's located right underneath the grandstand at the main entrance. We moved it this year, have made some nice improvements underneath the grandstands, and it's really a nice little setup. The induction process happens every year, this time of year, in June, and for the inductees, we'll have a luncheon on Saturday at noon till about 3, and at the luncheon, the inductees will be introduced, but then their induction is actually Saturday night at the races, where we'll talk a little bit about them, allow them to speak on the mic in front of the raceway crowd. The selection process is done by a group of board members and other very knowledgeable people in sprint car racing. And there's different categories. There's driver, owner, official, promoter. And they take a look at the nominees. There's a nomination process. It usually runs for about 6 weeks. So early May, the 1st of May till middle of June. And then they take a look at all the nominations, look at the qualifications or history of the nominees and select what they feel is the most appropriate. So this year we have four very knowledgeable and notable inductees. Driver Skip Jackson, of course, two-time track champion and great driver. We have Ken Hesmer, of course, you know, his son David Hesmer has won a ton of 360 races and he was involved in that team. Mike Vanderecken, of course, an active team owner here at the racetrack, very strong supporter of Knoxville Raceway, and then longtime team owner and official and former board member Dwayne Roebuck, our 2012 inductees.
Really, it's a great opportunity to kind of honor and remember those who work to make sure that Knoxville Raceway week in and week out is a lively and entertaining show.
Very well put. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Overall, I know you guys at the Raceway this year have had a few specialty nights, whether it be some free attendance for children, other fundraisers of sorts going along with the races itself. How are things going this year?
Good. You know, attendance is building. May started out a little slow, but there's a lot going on in May. June has been very good. We were rained out last week where we had a Race for the Cure recognition night scheduled. That's been rescheduled for July 28th, Candy's Flowers Night. But then this weekend we've got, it's Farm Bureau Night, mid-season championships. So this weekend our purse is a little higher. I think for the 410s it's $3,500 to win as opposed to $3,000. But then if you're a Farm Bureau member, all you have to do is present your card at the ticket window and you can get as many half price tickets as you want. So instead of $15, it's $7.50 to get in. So it's a good savings if you're a Farm Bureau member, and there's a ton of Farm Bureau members, not just here in Marion County, but certainly in Iowa.
And also the drivers keep coming out. I imagine the economy seems to be at least stable here in central Iowa, and so people keep coming out and driving.
Yeah, our car counts have been good. You know, we think they'll continue to be good clear up through the Nationals. Some have dropped off, but then I think we've got a few coming back once they've got things back in order. And then to back up a little bit, I guess I forgot to mention we did have that JDRF fundraiser with Pellicorp a couple weeks ago, June 2nd. And with Pellicorp's help and KRCO's help, we raised a little over $3,000 for that group. So that was a good little benefit. Of course, in July 7th, we have Fill the Stands for Hospice Night with Wells Fargo. So another good fundraiser upcoming.
And then, of course, I'd be remiss not to talk a little bit about the fair with you. That's less than a month away. I know that you guys got some grandstand shows lined up. If you just want to talk briefly about it, we'll get into it later for sure, more in depth.
Yeah, we got some great grandstand shows. On Friday night, we have the Barker Implement Lawnmower Enduro, $5 ticket for everybody. Saturday, Hy-Vee Night at the Races, Sprint Car Races. Sunday is the Titan Machinery Lucas Oil Pro Pulling League. So tractor pull like we had last year. It's on Sunday this year in Lucas Oil. So we think it'll be a little bigger, a little better show. And then Tuesday, we have a great concert planned with the McClimates. The next Dixie Chicks is what we've been told. Up-and-coming band out of Australia. Just three beautiful ladies who have great voices. And then Wednesday, we do have a car motorcycle cruise night, free car show in the infield. And then Thursday, of course, is the Harris Clash. For all those events, you can get a wristband for adults for $40, teens 24, and kids, I think it's 12. So it's a significant savings if you were to go to each one individually.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today, Brian?
Well, we appreciate the support of KNIA, KRLS, and of all our fans that come out every week. And we hope you're having a great time. And there's a lot of good racing to come yet this summer.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.